So late last night, the U.S. Navy says it successfully shot down a defunct spy satellite that was plummeting towards Earth. Even if we had missed, experts say there's very little chance anything bad would have happened. These things actually fall to Earth fairly often. The Bush administration said they'd rather be safe than sorry, but it looks like they could have had another motive. Target practice.
Of course, the idea of folks stopping objects that are hurtling towards Earth is not new. If the Pentagon wanted some help with its strategy, it could have just hit Netflix, where the story arc of some vaguely military entity shoots thing out of sky is almost as common as boy meets girl. You want proof? Here you go. Don't wanna close my eyes.
I don't wanna fall asleep 'cause I miss. Now watch out, spoiler alert, we've got some plot lines up in here. We have to start with Armageddon. You know you saw it. There's an asteroid headed towards Earth. Bruce Willis leads a team into space to land on the asteroid, drill a hole into it, drop a nuclear bomb into the hole, and then fly away before the asteroid blows up.
All while Aerosmith is playing.
Well, as you'd expect, it doesn't quite go as planned. A couple of them die along the way, then Steve Buscemi goes crazy, and Bruce Willis sacrifices himself for the good of mankind, allowing Ben Affleck and Liv Tyler to live happily ever after.
Harry, I love you! Go, Harry! Wait a minute! Harry, don't do this, Harry!
The two halves are going to miss us by 400 miles, and most of the small particles have been vaporized.
Houston, we're coming home.
We copy that, Freedom.
You, Harry. You the man.
Okay, so that's one option. Another, the fine strategy of deep impact. It was so nice they did it thrice. First in a 1932 novel, then in a 1951 movie, and most recently in a 1998 movie starring Morgan Freeman as the president and Bobby D. Robert Duvall as Captain Spurgeon Fish Tanner. The slug line for the film, heaven and earth are about to collide. Yikes, President Tom Beck, a.k.a. Morgan Freeman, what will happen?
The smaller comet will hit first.
We now have the details.
Creating a tidal wave over 3,000 feet high. The larger comet is the size of New York City, 500 billion tons. If it can't be stopped, all life on Earth will perish.
So in Deep Impact, it's a comet instead of an asteroid, and yes, they want to bury a nuke inside it and blow her up. But it doesn't work. The comet splits in two, and a smaller chunk hits the Earth and kills several billion people, including Taya Leone. Then the crew of the shuttle, led by Bobby D, sacrifice themselves and fly into the larger chunk. It works, they die, humanity survives.
Oh, thank goodness. Moving on, in the 2000 film Space Cowboys, the object in question was an obsolete Russian satellite falling to Earth. This film is officially the most unrealistic movie in the genre because the U.S. sends a team into space that's made up of Clint Eastwood, Tommy Lee Jones, James Gardner, and Donald Sutherland, who had an average age of 65 at the time of the film's release. A clip of the trailer might explain why you don't remember this one.
I can't fill up a space shuttle with geriatrics.
Clock's ticking, Bob, and I'm only getting older.
NASA wants to send us into space. I told them I'd only do it if the original team did the job.
We'll need to pray about this. Why the hell not?
Long story short, in the end, it's Tommy Lee Jones who sacrifices himself. Humanity is saved once again.
Then there's that wacky spin on missile launching. I'm going to venture to guess it isn't in heavy rotation at the Pentagon. Spies like us, the U.S. sends agents to the Soviet Union to launch a missile at the U.S. so some crazy American general can test our missile defenses. But the military fails to hit the missile, leaving Dan Aykroyd to reroute it into outer space to save the world, but not before Chevy Chase gets interrogated by the KGB.
Why are you here?
Why am I here? Why are you here? Why is anybody here? I think it was John Paul Sartre who once said, how do you spell Sartre? Ow! And let that be a lesson to you.
Every minute you don't tell us why you're here, I cut off a finger.
Mine or yours?
Yours.
So, the next time the Pentagon needs to shoot down something from space, they have options. They just need to hit Blockbuster.